The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Jim Cramer here to share with you a sample of my take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting. I talked yesterday about a whoosh. You have to have a whoosh. And I thought at 10 after 10 last night, we were going to get it. Because the S&P was down ridiculously, down 0.0. And we didn't. And so until we get the whoosh, we're going to get the up opening. Everybody gets insanely bullish. No, you can be up excited about individual stocks that have been hammered. But this essence of thinking that we've bottomed has been at the heart of why we had a worse week this year.
What's the psychology behind that, right? Why buy into that ugly open versus an up open, can be, as we've seen, more dangerous to the bulls?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of people who came in since October. It's always the case. And they think, wow, I can go buy a stock because things aren't as bad as I thought. Things. Well, that's uninformed trading, and I'm looking for informed investing. I can buy Procter & Gamble because it's a dividend aristocrat where the costs have gone down, but they didn't have to cut the price. So, I mean, we saw that same thing with General Mills. We saw it with Conagra. And so what I say is, oh, there's something I can buy even though it is flat for the week.
Right. So let's pull up Procter again. Down 1% today off of, even though it was a nice earnings beat, those sales miss. Pointed out Procter was up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. More of this defensive trade as the market was falling. Right. So maybe it's just a little bit of a give back.
He's giving back
of that today. But the quarter was solid, I thought.
Yeah.
The call was upbeat. Talking about volumes flat, that's an improvement from down one last quarter, so sequential progress. And really, they're doing it without the help of anything from China. China, of course, their skincare brand, SK2, still being hurt by some boycotts in Japan. But if you back that out, China sales were down 3%. That's an improvement from down 10% the quarter before. Commodity costs, still a tailwind to earnings this year. The dollar, less of a headwind, strong or FX, I should say. And that's because of the actions they took in Argentina. Management not seeing trade down. Core margins up 310 basis points, operating margins up 90.
These are such great numbers.
The volume trends in the right direction, which is encouraging.
Core margins are fabulous.
It's encouraging because companies can no longer rely on pushing through higher prices on the consumer. Right. They are seeing some pushback now. So it's the volume stories, PG, Constellation Brands. Those are the ones that should separate from the pack.
Absolutely. Join the CNBC Investing Club with Jim Cramer. Catch my member-exclusive morning meetings every day at 10:20 a.m. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake to become a member today. That's one word, morning take.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.